As he campaigns for president, Democratic nominee John Kerry often talks about the outsourcing of American jobs. Kerry says the Bush administration has done little to stop the practice and has even encouraged it, and he's promising to change tax laws, he says, give U.S. companies an incentive to ship jobs abroad. The Bush campaign says Kerry's changes could do more harm than good. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Economists disagree about whether job outsourcing is really a significant problem for the United States. But one thing's for sure, a lot of voters think it is. Here are Ohio voters Christy Lerman, Keith Waynes, and Debbie Vanocur.
It's hard not to worry when we see all of these jobs being lost.
I think there's more that the government can do to prevent outsourcing rather than encourage it.
If we have people who are out of work and can't get work because our jobs are being shipped overseas, then we have a real problem here as far as our own economy goes.
For President Bush, outsourcing is a potential liability in this campaign. Democrat John Kerry has frequently spoken about the phenomenon as part of a general critique of the Bush administration's economic policies. Kerry says no president can entirely stop outsourcing, but he says the Bush administration hasn't even tried. In this month's debate in St. Louis, Kerry said current policies actually support outsourcing.
There's a tax loophole right now. If you're a company in St. Louis working, trying to make jobs here, there's actually an incentive for you to go away. You get more money. You can keep more of your taxes by going abroad.
In fact, U.S. law has long permitted companies to defer paying taxes on profits they make overseas until they bring those profits back to the United States. The purpose of the law is to help U.S. companies that are trying to break into foreign markets. But Kerry campaign spokesman Jason Furman says the law also encourages companies to keep their money overseas.
That creates two incentives. One, to create jobs overseas so that you can avoid having to pay taxes today. And second, to reinvest that money overseas so that you can shield it from ever having to pay taxes.
The Kerry campaign says that because it encourages companies to keep money overseas, the law costs the U.S. Treasury about $40 billion a year in tax revenue. Kerry wants to require companies to pay taxes on overseas profits, but also to give them a tax cut at home to soften the blow. Economist Gary Huffbauer of the Institute for International Economics agrees that changing the law might reduce outsourcing, but he says it could also backfire. Other companies might reincorporate abroad or sell their overseas operations to foreign competitors. Huffbauer also says whatever impact the law is having, President Bush isn't to blame.
There's nothing new there. The tax policies that they are complaining about and want to change have been with us since the income tax was adopted in 1913.
Kerry campaign officials say the president's failure to do anything about the law shows he doesn't take outsourcing seriously. They point to comments by the president's chief economic aide, Gregory Mankiw, who's argued that outsourcing is simply another form of trade and that free trade will benefit the U.S. economy in the long run. But Gary Blank, deputy policy director of the Bush-Cheney campaign, says claims that the president is indifferent to outsourcing are simply wrong.
I think it's a very real concern, and the president views it as a concern. His approach is one in which trying to make the U.S. the best place in the world to do business, that right now our overhead costs are way too high.
And to address that, he says the president believes the United States needs to become more business-friendly by cutting regulation, lowering taxes, and stopping frivolous lawsuits. The question right now is whether that kind of an approach will satisfy voters, especially in battleground states like Ohio and West Virginia, where many people remain anxious about the economy and see outsourcing as part of the problem. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.